Blog Talk Radio. Usually ask that your sheep have your three P's ready and handy. And you might say, what are the three P's? Your pen, paper, and pencil. Or pen, paper, pen. So that you didn't jot down, excuse me, I had to burp, any scriptures that I may state to you. I haven't had enough time talking as it is, and now I have to burp too. Well, my computer say that we are in Ruth 1, but we read that about 3 weeks ago, and I want you to turn to your books to 1 Samuel chapter 10, and I will start reading there. Hopefully, I will read to you today 2 chapters. Well, I hope that you will understand every word that comes out of my mouth. I may have a hard time pronouncing the words, but nonetheless, I am going to try. Turn your books to 1 Samuel chapter 10, and I'll start reading from verse 1 of chapter 10. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head. And he's talking about he poured it up on Saul's head and kissed him and said, it is not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over this inheritance when thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find 2 men by Rachel's sepulcher. And sepulcher is only a tomb or a grave in the borders of Benjamin at Zelnah. That's spelled Z-A-L-Z-A-H. And they will say unto you, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. Lo, thy father has left the care of the asses and soweth in sorrows for you. And this sorrows meant troubles after you, saying, what shall I do for my son? So the father found the asses, and then he went looking for Saul, whom Saul and one of his servants had gone to look for the asses. His father was trying to follow him to tell him that the asses had been found. Verse 3, then shall thou go on forward from that place, and thou shalt come to the plains of Tabor, and there shall meet thee 3 men going up to God to Bethel and carrying 3 kids. Kids are goats. That's why you should not call your children kids, because kids, another name from them, are goats or sheep from the Bible days. And another carrying 3 loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine, and they will salute thee. And salute means to acknowledge you and give 2 loaves of bread which thou shalt receive of their hands. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where there is garrison of the Philistines. The Philistines a garrison means a military, a people, a military post. The Philistines, and it shall come to pass when thou art thither, when you are in the place to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, well, upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou wilt turn into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come upon thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee, and thou shalt go down before to Gilgal, to spell G-I-L-G-A-L, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offering and to sacrifices of peace offering. 7 days shall that thou tarry. That means to tarry means to wait till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. And it shall be so. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither to the hill before a company of prophets met him, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, well, that knew him before time, he saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets. Then he the people said one to another, what is this that is come before unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? And one of the same place answered and said, but who is their father? Therefore, it became a proverb, Saul is among the prophets. And that is the Proverbs. It started to say, Saul is among the prophets. And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. And Saul's uncle said unto him and to his servant, whither went thee? And he said, to seek the asses. And they saw. And when we saw that they were nowhere, we came to Samuel. And Saul said unto his uncle, he told us plainly that the asses were found, but of the matter of the king whereof Samuel spake, he told him not. And Samuel called people together unto the Lord to Mizpah. That's spelled Mizpeh. And said unto the children of Israel, Thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up, Israel, out of Egypt, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and the hand of all the kingdoms, and them that oppress you. And we have this day rejected our God for himself. Save you out of all your adversaries and your tribulations. And he hath said unto him, Nay, but we set a king over us. Now therefore present yourself before the Lord by your tribe and by your thousands. And Samuel said, and when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by the families of Mitra, that's spelled Mathri, was taken, and Saul, the son of Kish, was taken. And when they sought him, they could not be found. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore, they inquired of the Lord further, if a man should yet come hither. And the Lord answered, Behold, he has hid himself among the stuff. And I don't know why my phone is doing what it's doing. Let me take it for a moment, sheep. I tell you, I don't know. If it's not one thing, it's another. My pastor preached that when I had not graduated yet from high school. I was about to graduate then. He preached that sermon. If it's not one thing, it's another. Let me find out. Pick up where I left off. Verse 23 of chapter 10. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 23. And there they ran and fetched him thence. And when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upwards. So Saul was a tall person. He was higher among the people. Verse 24. And Saul said to all of the people, See ye him whom the Lord has chosen, that there is none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. So the people understood that Samuel was the king. Then Samuel told the people of the matter of the kingdom and wrote it in a book and laid it before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul also went home to Gibeah. That's spelled G-A-B-E-A-H. And there was with him a band of men whose heart God had touched. But the children of Belial, that's spelled B-E-L-A-L-I-A-L. Let me spell it again when you see. Hopefully I'll do better next time at spelling it. B-E-L-I-A-L said, how shall this man save us? And they despised him and walked him no present, but he held his peace. Now, that's the end reading of Samuel chapter 10, of 1 Samuel chapter 10. And hopefully you see, understood it, as well as those who are listening that are not sheep. I hope you all understand what I have just read. Now, let's go into chapter 11. You know, I read this because in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, the Bible says to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. And that's what I want you sheep to be able to do. You won't be ashamed because you have heard the story. And I read it as I see it. And I pronounce the names as I see it. And if I can't pronounce the names, I will usually try to spell it out for you. Now, let's go into 1 Samuel chapter 11. And let's start at verse 1. Then Nahshon, that's spelled N-A-H-A-S. I don't know why I keep saying Nahshon when it's Nahash. The Amorite came up. Again, it's spelled N-A-H-A-S-H. The Amorite came up and encamped against Jabez. Jabez is spelled G-A-B-E-S-H hyphen Gilead, G-I-L-A-D, E-A-D, G-I-L-E-A-D, and all the men of Jabez. Again, Jabez is spelled J-A-B-S-A. Let me spell it again. J-A-B-E-S-H said unto Nabash, make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. And Nahash, Amorite, answered them, on this condition will I make a covenant with thee, with you. Excuse me, I had spelled. On this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach unto all Israel. And he was trying to disgrace all of Israel. He would make it a reproach. And the elders of Jabez said unto him, give us 7 days respite. And that's not suspension, 7-day respite. Like, give us a 7-day suspension until all the coasts of Israel, and then if there be no man to save us, we will come out to thee. And come, then came the messengers to Gibeah, Gibeah of Saul, and told the tidings, Titus means news, in the ears of the people, and all the people lifted up their voices and wept. And behold, Saul came as he heard out of the field. And Saul said, what aileth? Well, another word for aileth is troubles. The people that they weep. And they told him the tidings. Tidings again means news of the men of Jabesh. Jabesh is spelled J-A-B-E-S-H. And the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard those tidings, those news, and his anger were kindled greatly. And he took the yoke of ass and hewed them in pieces and sent them throughout all the coast of Israel by his hand, and messengers saying, whosoever cometh not after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. And just as he had broke the yoke around about the oxen, he says he will break. If they didn't come forth, that's what he was going to do to their oxen. So the people came out with one consent. And when he numbered them in Bezek, that's spelled B-E-Z-E-K, the children of Israel were 300,000 men, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said unto the messengers that came, thus shall ye say unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow by that time the sun be hot, ye shall have help. And the messengers came and showed it to the men of Jabesh, and they were very glad. Therefore, the men of Jabesh said, tomorrow we will come out unto you, and you shall do with us all that seems good unto you. And it was so that the morrow that Saul put the people into three companies, and they went, they came into the midst of the host of the morning watch and slew the Amorites until the heat of the day. And it came to pass that they which remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. And the people said unto Samuel, "Who is that?" said, "Who is he that said, shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men that we may put them to death." And Saul said, "There shall not a man be put to death this day, for today the Lord has brought salvation to Israel." And wrought is another word, is made salvation in Israel. Then said Samuel, "Go up to the people. Come, let us go up to Gilgal," spelled G-I-L-G-A-L, "and renew the kingdom there." And the people went to Gilgal, G-I-L-G-A-L, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal, G-I-L-G-A-L, and there they sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced gratefully. Well, that's end reading of chapter 12. And that's why, one of the reasons why I read as many chapters as I can, because I don't know, never know when Satan will attack me, as he has done in the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 weeks. This last attack was different, and it was greater than the other attacks. I really did not expect an attack, but I should have expected, if I did not take the medications that my doctor has prescribed for me, and I was not taking no medication. And this is what happened. He messed with my speech. I should have known something was up. And just like my cousin down in Texas, she was attacked. And she's younger, by a few years younger than I am. She was attacked. And God help her. And her, I'm told that her whole left side is unable to move. My other cousin in Indiana, around the same time that I got sick, my cousins was getting sick. Another one of my cousins in Indiana, we used to play together and run together, do everything together, and he was attacked. They're saying that he's beginning to lose his thought. So that's why I can do what I can, as much as I can. And, you know, for those people who does not believe that the Lord told me my assignment was to feed his sheep. If you don't know why I keep doing what I was told to do. I thank God that I was able to hear him in a dream. He actually told me. He told no one else. And I'm glad that I have started doing what he does, what he told me to do. Many of you, I was looking at YouTube and I saw this guy acting silly to me. He was acting, he must not be a sheep, because black folks, I don't know any black people that act like he was acting. He was laughing at us who say that we are Israelites. And we are. Just this morning, I was listening to a young lady on YouTube who seems to be very intelligent. And she says that all the people, mostly of New Jersey, were black people. So, and I believe her simply because I was told that my great-grandfather was a black Indian. And I called down to where I was told to call in Texas, and I was told no such thing. Well, if you check your records, if you got records, my grandmother was Henrietta, and I don't know how she spelled that, and her son was John Thomas. That was my great-great-grandfather. And he was a black man with black long curly hair. And I am his granddaughter. And I'm proud of it. So, I don't know why you were acting like that in Chicago. That makes me think many of you are fools. Or my father hasn't come to you in a dream. And I feel sorry for you. I'm very glad that he came to me and told me what to do. He said three words, feed my sheep. I was looking for God in a dream to tell him to get me out of this place because I didn't want to be there. And I had climbed up the mountain of babies that were there. And I looked back down to look at him and the men that were with him. There were maybe five or six other guys with him. And when I said, I told you she was a Laodicean. And I had not known that word before, but I got up that night and I wrote it down. A Laodicean is lukewarm. I'm trying my best to be hot for God. And I mean that. So, I pray to God. I'm going to say a prayer for you. And I want you sheep to read for I come on the airwaves on Tuesdays and Thursday. And I want you all to read 1 Samuel chapter 12 and 13, if you can. But if not, excuse me. If not, I want you to find me on this station Friday afternoon. I don't know how much time we have left, but I'm waiting on God. I know that He will come. He may not come when you want Him to come, when you think He's coming, but He's coming. And I'm sending back and waiting on Him, because He doesn't lie. Now, let's have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you for your protection from the evil one. I realize that the evil one that has caused my sickness because I did not take my medication. Now I'm taking it. And I thank you for allowing that where I can take it. Because Satan had messed me up so bad that I was worse off than I am now. I thank you for taking care of me and loving me. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name. Remember in James chapter 4, verse 6, 15. This is the Lord's will. I will be back with you next time. I'm trying to get my son to play.
G. Jesus is love. He won't let you die.